Hello, I'm Lisa Steinberg, and I'm the editor-in-chief for Starry Constellation Magazine. I'd like to welcome you to my podcast. Starry Constellation Magazine started back in 2003 as a small e-zine, and now it has blossomed into the amazing website that you see before you. Thank you so much for your support, and thanks for playing among the stars.
Hi, Natalie. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me today.
No problem.
I appreciate it. It's great that the show has returned, and it's great that you guys are getting another break at the show, and it's doing so wonderful.
Yeah, we're all really excited. We went and watched the premiere on Sunday at, on Friday at Susie's house, and that was all fun, and we're getting ready to go back to Hawaii in, less than 3 weeks.
Wow, so you guys are really getting on the game with things. Well, I was wondering if Beyond the Break has been all of your recent projects, or were you able to get other projects in while it was on a break?
Actually, I had a film lined up that I was going to have to pass on because I thought we were going to go back, maybe be going back earlier, but then it actually got pushed, so I'm probably not going to do it until we get back. Kind of like an action independent movie.
All right, well, hopefully we'll get to hear more about that soon enough then.
Yeah, hopefully. I was kind of disappointed we didn't get to shoot it before, but it's like I get to ride a motorcycle, have a stunt person. It should be super fun.
More of an adrenaline rush, it sounds like, then, because it's got the motorcycles, and I know surfing obviously is an adrenaline rush, but you can't beat motorcycles.
Yeah. I've only ridden on the back of one once, and that was scary enough. I can imagine driving that beast.
You will soon enough, though.
Yeah. I'm going to put it down on the ground.
Well, with the season now premiering for season two, I was wondering what we can expect that's new with your character.
Well, let's see. Did you see the premiere on Friday?
Yes.
Let's see. Well, my mom is going to make an appearance, and I'm going to have to deal with some issues with that. Obviously, there's a million Lonnie thing hanging over. I think I've forgiven Kai, but I still haven't forgiven million Lonnie for breaking my leg and almost ruining my career. And let's see what else. I think there's a lot that's going to go on with my mother.
Yeah, we spoke to Ross last week, and he mentioned that there's going to be some new characters for the Wave Sync team, and he also mentioned that there'll be characters that deal with, like, drug issues, and so those are some other things that people will get to look at as well.
Yes.
So what else is new with the season in itself besides your character?
Well, like Ross said, there's some new characters introduced, some new relationships, new love flings. As always, the drama and a little bit of cattiness here and there. It heats up. It's crazy.
What about your role really continues to challenge you?
What about my role really continues to challenge me? I guess the stuff coming up with my mom becomes a touchy subject, you know? It's kind of a lot of Lacey's foundation as to why she has her issues, and where a lot of it stems from is from her relationship with her, growing up with her mother. So that's the challenging part, trying to stick with that and really get deep on that with my mom. And then the battle of seeing her and what do I do about it, and what's more important to me, her or surfing in Hawaii and chasing my dream, which is pretty much what Blaze is all about. But, you know, there's other circumstances that come up.
Yeah, with your characters, the first season was all about getting away from your mom so you could go and do surfing, and now she's chasing you, and now all of a sudden she wants to chase you down.
Exactly. You know, it's obvious that I don't just hate her. I actually love her a lot and have a lot of issues to try to deal with that I didn't deal with before, I guess. And then there's the whole, I get a bit protective over Justin. He has this thing going on with his ex-wife, and she kind of befriends me and takes me under her wing during the whole mom issue, and so I kind of get in between his relationships a bit.
Well, I know that you mentioned that the challenge of the role was to obviously tap into these emotions for dealing with the conflict with your mom, and I was wondering how you were able to do that.
I guess, any teenage kid, I think, has had issues with their parents at one point or another. And, mine were never as serious as Lacey's, I guess. But, you know, when you're 16 years old, you think your problems are the biggest problems in the world. And so I just kind of, I didn't go back. I had some issues with getting along with my mom for a few years in high school and, you know, going from a great relationship to a normal teen angst, I heard the worst mother in the world relationship. And I just tried to go back, I think, to where I felt, to how I felt when I was going through all that, I guess.
Did you have to go through any new training for the role for surfing, or obviously your legs so?
Yeah, no, we just, out here in California, you know, there's waves and beaches, so I'll just go out here. We don't have, like, any coaches or anything to take us out. We did this for about a year ago before we left, but we're pretty much on our own now.
Well, since the show is in a second season, I was wondering if you get more recognition now when you're out on the street from fans.
Off and on. Not too much, especially being in Los Angeles where, you know, there's so many people and so many things. But like when we were in New York and doing the press stuff, we got a ton of fans there. Every now and then someone will come up and say something. I get some fan mail here and there, which is, yeah, a little bit more than last time, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, the show is in the second season, and there are, you know, there are certain places where you get the recognition more often just because there's more people, I guess, who tune in there, or there's, you know, more, like you said, there was a big press event, so.
Yeah, and the press event was crazy. I mean, I didn't expect that. It was like, you couldn't get out of a limo without people just pounding you. It was fun. It was cool.
Now you have to know what, like, all the pop stars can deal with, you know, when they get out of
the Yeah. You, like, shuffled out the back door of the studio. You're like, what?
Next thing you know, they'll be like, the paparazzis are in your trash can.
I know. Oh, my God. I can imagine. I feel like bringing them coffee.
You could bring them out coffee and say, here, I don't have anything to give you except for this.
Yeah.
What do you think it is about the show that really keeps viewers tuning in?
Well, I think it deals with a lot of, you know, a lot of teenage issues that everyone can relate to. And all the characters are somebody can, you know, anybody can relate to. I think anyway, someone can relate to each of them. You know what I mean? Like, someone's either a lot like Susie or a lot like Dawn. I mean, it's a lot like Lacey or Tiffany or Ty. You know, there's someone on the show that everybody can relate to. And then, I mean, visually, it's a great show. It's who wouldn't want to be in Hawaii? Looks perfect.
Yeah, you can't beat the scenery and the setting.
No, I think it's done really well. It's cut together well. It's, you know, it deals with, you know, a bunch of different issues at once. It's not boring. You know, you don't get bored. It's everyone I know that watches it, even people that are maybe not in the age range it's for, are like, oh my God, I get so drawn in. It's over. You know, everyone seems to get hooked on it.
Yeah, and like you said, there definitely is one character for every person who's watching. I mean, there's people who deal with, you know, all sorts of parents' issues, and there's also people who are dealing with, you know, wanting to make them, you know, money for themselves and not have to rely on their parents, and they want to be independent. There's always a character on the show Beyond the Break that really anyone can identify with.
Right, whatever you're going through, there's something you can relate to on there.
Well, I know that the show, like I said, is getting a lot of press, and I was wondering what it is for you about the N Network that really makes it a wonderful place for you to work at.
Well, everyone at the N is awesome. Everyone's really nice and really working hard. And I think everyone's really behind the show, and it's good to have, it's a smaller network, but it's, the good thing about that is you get to know what's going on and talk, you know, one-on-one to people and meet people and see faces, like when we went to New York, and people know stuff about you and know you. It's not just like this overwhelming mess, you know what I mean? It feels more like a closer-knit family, I guess. Everyone just seems to be really behind it, and it's very young, so it's fresh and upbeat and trendy. And
it seems like it's a network really that does push beyond a lot of boundaries, because they have shows like Beyond the Break, and they obviously have shows like South of Nowhere, and they're shows that really are pushing the boundaries now for teen issues, and, you know, it's a lot more out there and than a lot of the other networks are with these types of subject matter.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's just what they say. It goes there. You know, it's definitely, I mean, all the shows go there, so it's a network to constantly be tuning into if you're that age range.
There's shows like, you know, Degrassi that are based inside a high school that people can deal with, and then there's shows like South of Nowhere that, you know, have the sexuality that you can relate to, and then there's the Beyond the Break, and there's people who are dealing with being independent, and, you know, their own parental different issues, so a different show for each kind of niche for what you what you're feeling in that type of age range.
Right.
Well, I was wondering if you had a latest obsession. Are you into any particular music group or maybe activity or sport?
Oh, I'm dying to get snowboarding. I'm hoping I get snowboarding before I go do anything else. I love snowboarding. It's like favorite thing to do. Probably go up to Big Bear. It's, you know, it's like a weekend event. It'll take an hour and a half drive. Pack up the car. But I'm hoping to do that this weekend or next weekend. As for anything else that I have on my agenda right now, pretty much just hanging out with my friends, and that's about it, really. Surfing, of course, but I've been a baby about surfing because it's been cold. Today is actually really nice. It's the first nice day I've had in a while, so maybe I'll go out there this afternoon. Hawaii spoils you, I tell you.
Don't be afraid to dip your toes in the water.
It spoils you. Oh, my God. Try coming back here and getting in the water here, though, even on a hot day, you're like, oh, this is awful. I'm such a baby.
Well, that, I guess.
But snowboarding, yes, that's one of my things that I just have to go do.
I guess it's good that you're returning to Hawaii in the near future, then, so you don't have to worry about these
things. Yeah, exactly. I can't wait. I need a tan.
Well, the holiday season did you in. Now you need a tan.
Oh, I'm so pasty. Like, oh my God, it looks like I'm dead. I just need to, like, even in LA, like, it's been so windy and cold for some reason. It seems extra cold this year for the last, like, month. So, of course, I haven't been in the sun, and I'm ready.
Time to break back into the rays.
I'm a very outdoorsy person. I don't like to be cooped up for too long.
It's good that it was a brief hiatus for you for doing that as well. I mean, sometimes you know, it's lucky if you can get out every day and do it, but sometimes you need a little break now and then you can return to all the glory of the outdoors.
Yeah, sometimes you need a little hibernation.
Yeah, just like the bears, you need a little hibernation. You need to wild activities.
The couch and the TV.
My last question is just, what would you like to say to all the fans and supporters of the show?
Just thank you for your support, and keep watching, and, you know, keep responding, and tell everybody to watch, and they rock.